From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
It's time for Soundcheck, and today we join on the other side of the line by a rising South African singer, songwriter, and he's also a TikTok sensation, Jono, to talk about his new single, When You Know, You Know. And I must tell you, this is a bright, danceable, funk pop anthem about that messy moment when you know you're in love, but, you know, you can't quite show it. But we're going to dive into that right now. Jono, of course, welcome here to Soundcheck. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Listen, I absolutely love that song. And I'm not going to say anything, but I've got a suspicion. This is just me. I don't have any control, but I feel like it might end up on our Central SA Top 30. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there for you, but who knows? Maybe it will end up there.
If it does, I'll be very, very happy. That's super exciting, and I'm so glad you like it as well.
Me too, me too. Listen, before we get to the music, you know, you've grown quite a community across social media platforms. How has that connection influenced your music and the way you tell stories through songs? I saw there was one question that you were asking people. What is that one song that South Africans have forgotten about? So before you answer me, tell me, what is that one song that you think South Africans have forgotten about?
It's interesting because I've done a series and I've literally done, I think it's about like 57 now I'm on, but I still think the song is the first one I ever did, which is Dinosaur by Jack's Panic.
Love it. Yes, nice. That's a nice one. That's a nice one. So tell me, you know, as I mentioned, how has that connection with social media influenced your music and the way you tell stories through the songs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I will say I think I've grown so much in my love for South African music, and I hope to inspire that with the videos that I make. And it's definitely bled into the music that I am making now. So this song, I really wanted it to feel like a South African pop song. Mm. So it's inspired by other South African pop bands like Beatenburg and Short Straw. Nice. And I feel like there is so much charm in like South African pop music, and I just wanted to take inspiration and try add to that as much as possible. And yeah, I just love all the amazing artists that we have right here.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that charm. When you said that, I actually got goosebumps because it's absolutely phenomenal. But tell me, what was the spark, that moment you knew the song needed to exist?
I think I didn't have a particular moment, I would say. I think it's been a slow burn over time. Like over this year, I've obviously just started making music, and I obviously just started doing the videos on social media. And I just like more and more, I was like listening to these other older South African songs and newer South African songs. And I was just like, I need to contribute to this. Yeah. I need to make a South African song. Yeah.
And you did so well. You contributed so well. Now, the track, as far as I understand, is described as bright, groove-soaked funk pop. How did you approach the groove, and what did you want listeners to feel when they press play?
Absolutely. I think the main feeling that I really want is just fun, honestly. I just want it to be super feel-good and fun. And once you press play, you realize like, oh, okay, this is something I can dance to and just enjoy and just feel happy. And I think the production adds to that a lot. I hope the lyrics add to it as well in terms of like trying to inject a bit of humor in the verses and everything. But yeah, I just want it to be bright and enjoyable.
Now, the lyrics are charmingly self-aware, lovely, and imperfect. Was there a line you're especially proud of, or a moment in the writing that surprised you?
I will say my favorite lines are definitely the ones where you're saying, like, I've got two left feet in these shoes. So it's like, I want to hit the floor and get my dance on, but I've got two left feet in the shoes, and I can say that's very true. And just wanted to inject a bit of like truth into that. Yeah, I can't dance at all. But even if you can't dance, I hope you dance to this song.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter. As long as we're grooving, even if I'm just lifting my pinky, we got it. We've got this. We've got this. Now, what does your typical creative process look like, Jono? Like for a single like this, from idea to recording to the final mix?
Sure. I think it always starts, I guess, with that initial idea of what I want to write about and I guess the story that I want to tell. And then from there, we just sort of explore different sounds. So I work with my lovely friend, Timothy, and he's amazing. He's my producer. And we just decide, okay, what sort of direction do we want to go in? We maybe pick inspiration from other songs. And then, yeah, we'll try go about making an instrumental and then finding melodies to that. And then eventually just putting words to that melody. And I also write with my girlfriend and she's amazing as well. Ooh. So the three of us, we sort of like, we also do the like mumble trick. Like we'll just say basically nonsense over the instrumental and we'll see if any lyrics come out. And then once we have a melody, we'll actually try starting to write what we want to say.
But yeah, clearly, sure. But clearly you guys are making magic. So well done on that. So I want to find out from you, what's next for you after the single? An EP, where can people catch you? Are there any performances for the festive season? Spill the tea, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm already working on the next single, so I'm hoping to finish that early next year and release it early next year just to kick off 2026. And yeah, definitely a goal of mine for next year is to start doing live shows. I've got some exciting things in the work. I'm even thinking of doing a Song South Africans Forgot About live show, which is going to be very different. But yeah, I think those are definitely the goals, and I hope... I just hope to continue growing and expanding this lovely community that I've found myself in.
For listeners wanting more of your music and your viral series, where should they go and where can they connect with you online?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't do myself any favors with the spelling of my name, but
yes,
it's pronounced Jono, but it's spelled J-O-N-E-A-U-X. And that is on TikTok, on Instagram, Spotify, all the streaming platforms. But if you even just search on TikTok or Instagram, Song South Africans Forgot About, yeah, you should find me.
You should find you there. Well, Jono, thank you so much for joining me on Soundcheck. Guys, make sure that you go and stream When You Know, of course, on all digital platforms. And let's make sure that this guy shines even more on the South African radio waves. Jono, thank you so much for your time here. Listen, I hope maybe one day you come and serenade us here in Central South Africa, perhaps.
Absolutely. I'll make a trip down there whenever you guys want me. I'll do it for sure.
Deal.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.